Let's take a look at high school sports from the weekend. Lots of volleyball play at the Atlantic Volleyball Tournament on Saturday. Atlantic ended up 1-4 on the day. Atlantic defeating Underwood 2-1. Atlantic falling in straight games to Glenwood, St. Albert, and Trainer. Winterset defeated Atlantic 2-1. St. Albert ended up going 5-0 on the day and winning the title as they beat all of their opponents. Trainer was 4-1, Glenwood 3-2, Winterset 2-3. As mentioned, Atlantic 1-4, and Underwood 0-5. On the day in the Atlantic Volleyball Tournament on Saturday. Also, Griswold holding a volleyball tournament Saturday. The championship ended up going to IKM Manning as they downed Southwest Valley 2-0 in the finals. Those were the top two teams during the day. IKM Manning going undefeated on the day, while Southwest Valley went 4-1 on the day. Also, Griswold ended up 3-2 on the day. Griswold defeating Heartland Christian in two straight. They beat ACGC 2-0, and also down Riverside 2-1. Southwest Valley and IKM Manning both defeating Griswold on Saturday. Also, it was ACGC going 2-3 on the day. Riverside was 1-4. Heartland Christian 0-5 in Saturday's tournaments. Shenandoah tournament held over the weekend as well. On Saturday in pool play, Shenandoah 3-0. Stanton went 2-1. Rockport, Missouri 1-2. And Lenox 0-3 in the North Pool. South Pool saw Creston go 3-0. Essex was 2-1. Bedford 1-2. Fremont Mills 0-3. In the consolation semis, Bedford beat Lenox 2-0. And Fremont Mills downed Rockport, Missouri 2-0. In the consolation final, it was Fremont Mills beating Bedford in two straight. In the championship round, the semis saw Creston beat Stanton 2-0. And Shenandoah over Essex 2-0. Third place match, it was Essex over Stanton 2-0. The championship saw Shenandoah beat Creston in two straight on Saturday in the Shenandoah tournament. Also at the West Monona volleyball tournament in the pool play on Saturday, Logan Magnolia ended up going 3-0 in pool B, and they went on to win the tournament as they beat OABCIG in the semifinals, and Logan Magnolia went on to beat West Monona 2-0 in the championship match at the West Monona tournament. Also Saturday, high school cross country action over at Lewis Central. Their cross country meet saw Jeanette Schraft of East Mills win the girls varsity run, with Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center second, Grace Lee Castor of Harlan was third, Heidi Hall of AHSTW fourth, and Claire Wilder of Abraham Lincoln placing fifth in that meet on Saturday. Those are the individual results. In the team championships, it was Glenwood winning with 50 points. Harlan had 68 for second. Abraham Lincoln with 91 was third. Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and Lewis Central round out the top five, followed by Thomas Jefferson, Tri-Center, AHSTW, Underwood, Missouri Valley, and Trainer. On the boys' side, it was Trainer's Jerry Jorgensen winning the individual title. Cole Wagner of Plattsmouth was second. Parson Covington of Glenwood, third. Dalton Fisher of AHSTW placed fourth. Stockton Graham of Plattsmouth was fifth. Also, Missouri Valley's Jordan Hustak finishing sixth. Lewis Central's Cale Waltman was ninth. And Mason Parks of Glenwood, 10th in that meet on Saturday. Team finals saw Plattsmouth win with 55 points. Thomas Jefferson, 77 for second. Glenwood was third with 80. Lewis Central and Tri-Center round out the top five teams in the boys' side at Lewis Central. Also up north at Holstein, Ridgeview holding its cross-country meet over the weekend in the Varsity Class B division. Logan Magnolia's Taylor Spore was the girls' champion. She won that meet. Also locally, Riverside's Alexis Post placing fourth. She was also in the top 10 on Saturday. In the team championships on the girls' side, Emmitsburg wins with St. Edmund finishing second. Logan Magnolia had the best local finish. They were fourth in that meet Saturday. On the boys' side, Galen Catholic's Will Roeder was the individual champion. Boyer Valley's Justin Ambrose placing fourth overall in that meet on Saturday. The team final saw Okoboji win with Woodbine going second. Sioux Central, Boyer Valley, and Alta Aurelia round out the top five in that meet on Saturday. Also on Saturday, Iowa got the ball last, and they scored to win an overtime shootout against Iowa State 44-41 Saturday in the annual game in Ames that we had for you here on the radio. Iowa had to overcome a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit to even have a chance to score the game-winning touchdown in overtime. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz says it was exactly what he expected.
You know, every year there's a lot of hype, a lot of talk about this game, and I think it's so good for our entire state. There's no doubt about that. And today, certainly, this game lived up to all that hype. It was a heck of a football game. Both teams, you know, competed extremely hard. It was hard fought, back and forth, obviously, and, you know, both teams really left everything they had out there.
Iowa saw an 11-point lead in the third quarter slip away before they mounted their comeback.
Well, there's a lot of things that we need to improve on. I think it was pretty evident. And just like last week, the thing our guys are doing is they're playing hard, they're playing together, and they fight to the end. So, you know, if we can continue to do that, we got a chance to shape into a pretty good football team. But, again, both teams competed extremely hard. I'm extremely proud of our team. I thought they and coaches, they just, you know, stayed the course and fought right through the end. That's what it took to win today.
Farron says he's proud of the way they fought to the end because that's what it took to win. As sophomore quarterback Nate Stanley passed for 333 yards and five touchdowns, with four of the five drives being 89 yards or more.
You know, for him to do this on the road, you know, the first time we've been on the road, first time a lot of our guys have been on the road, and this is such a tough environment for us to come into. So for him to play the way he played in this environment, I think that just says a lot. And I just saw a flashback to C.J. Beathard 2 years ago making some really big plays for us here. And, you know, you come out of that game feeling like, hey, this guy's got something to him.
Farron says Akram Wadley's late-game score and the overtime continued the tradition of the rivalry.
This is the way this series is, and we've been on the short end of this one, too, down in that same end zone, same spot, coincidentally, not that long ago. So those are the things that, you know, when you get a chance to enjoy it, you're going to enjoy it.
Cyclone coach Matt Campbell credited Iowa for closing out the game.
You know, they made those different plays at the end of the football game to win the game. And I think that's really what it comes down to, some critical situation moments that they were able to make that play and we didn't.
It was the first loss of the season for the Cyclones, dropping them to 1-1. Coach Campbell says the next game will tell him where the team is.
Yeah, I mean, geez, it's night and day from, you know, 365 days ago in terms of that aspect of it. And, you know, it just, you continue to watch our kids bounce back. We get down in right at the beginning of the first half or the second half. They score right at the end of halftime. We just keep fighting back. We take the lead. We get into overtime. We score. We just couldn't make that final dagger play that you're going to have to make to beat that team.
Iowa State goes on the road to play Akron Saturday in another non-conference game. Iowa returns home to play North Texas Saturday. Iowa's now won three straight in the series for the first time since winning three in a row from 2008 to 2010. Hawkeyes have won in their last three trips to Ames. Top 25 college football list this week from the Associated Press says Alabama on top. A little shakeup after that, though. Oklahoma is up to number two after their pounding of Ohio State over the weekend. Clemson is at number three this week. Southern Cal is number four. Penn State is fifth. Washington sixth. And that's Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, Wisconsin run to finish off the top 10. Also in the top 25, Kansas State. They check in at number 18 in this week's top 25 poll. In the NFL yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Cleveland 21-18. It was Atlanta over Chicago 23-17. Philadelphia beat Washington 30-17. Buffalo over the New York Jets 21-12. Jacksonville 29-7 over Houston. Detroit beat Arizona 35-23. Oakland beat Tennessee 26-16. Baltimore a shutout over Cincinnati 20-0. The L.A. Rams beat Indianapolis 46-9. It was Green Bay over Seattle 17-9. Carolina 23-3 over San Francisco. Dallas beat the New York Giants 19-3. Tampa Bay at Miami was postponed. Tonight, New Orleans plays at Minnesota while the L.A. Chargers are at Denver. In baseball, Yadier Molina hit a three-run homer and tied a career high with five RBIs, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-0. On Sunday. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati over the New York Mets 10-5. Atlanta beat Miami in 11 innings, 10-8. Washington over Philadelphia 3-2. Milwaukee beat Chicago 3-1. Colorado over LA 8-1. Arizona beat San Diego 3-2. Jason Vargas snapped a personal four-game losing streak with his career-high 15th victory. Brandon Moss homered and drove in four as the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 11-3 on Sunday. Elsewhere in the AL, Toronto down Detroit 8-2, Tampa Bay over Boston 4-1, Yankees over Texas 16-7, Oakland beat Houston 10-2, the Angels over Seattle 5-3, Cleveland beat Baltimore 3-2. One interleague game saw the White Sox beat San Francisco 8-1. And Rafael Nadal is a Grand Slam champion for the 16th time after an easy win over number 32 seed Kevin Anderson at the U.S. Open yesterday. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.